This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Since the new healthcare law took effect in January, more than 300,000 Coloradans who didn't have health insurance before now have coverage, either through the health insurance marketplace or through the state's expansion of the Medicaid program. But the spike in demand has been tough for many providers to keep up with. Community health centers have been strategically preparing for the surge for several years, but many people don't know what they are.
We are as big as Kaiser. Collectively, we are as big as the hospitals in our reach as far as the healthcare that we're providing to Colorado.
That's Polly Anderson, Chief Operating Officer at Colorado Community Health Network, which oversees the state's 18 federally qualified health centers.
Most patients at health centers, usually about 92%, live below 200% of the federal poverty level. But they're also located in rural areas of the state where there may be no other providers.
And Polly, even though these are not necessarily in large metro areas, they do have modern equipment and really a care model that other healthcare providers find appealing, at least in part.
What health centers do that's really unique is provide a one-stop for primary care. They provide primary, behavioral, and oral health care on site at most all of the sites across the state. That's a model that consumers want and need.
One community health center has been doing this in northern Colorado for more than 40 years. Sunrise Community Health provided care to more than 34,000 patients last year at their 8 clinics throughout Weld and Larimer counties. I recently toured their largest facility, the Monfort Family Clinic, located in the city of Evans, just east of Greeley, with Sunrise CEO Mitzi Moran.
Sunrise started in 1973, and we were originally focused on as a migrant health center. So we went out and served migrant families and those working in the fields. Over the years, we continue to do that, but we've evolved into full scope, comprehensive primary care.
Now, on a typical day, the Monfort Clinic sees between 300 and 400 people, but it doesn't feel crowded. Looking around the spacious, modern lobby, you can see it's not laid out like your typical clinic. It's big, 60,000 square feet with nearly 70 exam rooms, but it's neatly organized into several stations called pods.
You can see we have a blue pod, a purple pod, and a green pod. And if I'm assigned to the blue pod, then that becomes my mini clinic within a much bigger environment. So I always check in at the same front desk. I see the same clinician or team of clinicians.
Creating that personal feel was important to Sunrise leaders since they serve a diverse clientele that speaks a variety of languages. Another big difference at Sunrise is the financial and billing area. It's right next to the exam rooms, and that's by design.
Because if I'm a patient that cannot afford, I'm a sliding fee scale patient, and I'm on the lowest end of our sliding fee scale, I can't afford a $50 script. That clinician needs to know that at the time of care. I very well might not say anything, but I walk out the door and I drop that because I can't afford it. And what happens? I end up in the emergency room, I end up sicker, I end up back here, and I haven't gotten the care that I need. So that kind of free market discussion is happening in our exam rooms every day.
Community health centers are mission-driven, really innovative primary care practices.
That's Tana Wagenseller, Senior Manager of Workforce and Training at Colorado Community Health Network. 3 years ago, they launched a recruitment campaign to combat the shrinking pool of doctors, especially in rural areas where health centers are a critical part of the healthcare network. She says one of their best recruitment tools is a program that repays student loans.
Not just physicians anymore, but nurse practitioners, PAs, and other professions, dentists, come out with a lot of loan debt. And what makes health centers' recruitment strategy unique is they have the loan repayment programs that they can offer as an incentive to get people out to places like the Eastern Plains.
That focus on recruiting mission-oriented caregivers at Sunrise and other health centers is important, says Mitzi Moran.
We are the experts in serving people who live in poverty. There is a socioeconomic complexity that goes along with that. Food insecurity, housing insecurity, lack of transportation. Knowing that those dynamics are happening for our families, knowing how to connect them to resources, knowing how to support them as they navigate the trials and tribulations of poverty. That's an expertise, and that lives at community health centers.
Now, enrollment in the state's Medicaid program topped 1 million for the first time earlier this year. To continue meeting the demand in northern Colorado, Sunrise is adding another clinic due to be opened this coming December in East Greeley. You can read more at our website, kunc.org.